Pensacola is hosting the first ever annual Lionfish Removal and Awareness Day festival and tournament this weekend. WUWF's Josh Morton reports on this latest effort to involve the public in controlling the invasive species of fish.
The event is being organized by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission in conjunction with the Gulf Coast Lionfish Coalition and several other local partners. The goal is to raise awareness about the threat lionfish are posing to the Gulf Coast ecosystem and fisheries.
They'll pretty much clean a reef out. I mean, they're eating all the reef cleaners, and pretty much they just eat and eat and eat.
That's Dan Eleanor, biological administrator for the FWC. In addition to the fact that these lionfish are coming in and eating everything off the reefs, leaving virtually nothing for the local marine life, he says one of the biggest problems is their overpopulation.
You know, they spawn real frequently, about, you know, 2 to 4 days between spawns. Average about 30,000 eggs.
While he doesn't see the lionfish necessarily wiping out the grouper and snapper population, Eleanor says they are making a pretty big dent on the reef cleaners, parrotfish, and other small fish who feed on these reefs. In fact, it's not uncommon to find more than 100 lionfish on a single reef the size of a small car. It's been a few decades since the first lionfish was spotted along the Florida coastline, but only in the last 5 years or so have they become a problem.
The first one was reported back in Dania Beach in 1985, and it's just kind of exploded from there.
In an effort to control the population, the FWC has set out to further educate people about lionfish, touching on the effect they have on the ecosystem, as well as encouraging more people to eat the lionfish. Their meat is said to have a flaky texture with a mild sweet taste and is just as safe to eat as other more common Gulf species. The Lionfish Removal and Awareness Day Festival and Tournament will feature a handful of local celebrity chefs giving lionfish cooking demonstrations and allowing those in attendance to taste the fish for themselves. While the lionfish are great to eat, they're not so easily caught.
The problem is it's not an easy fish to go out and get because you really have to dive for them. It's not a hook and line fishery.
Eleanor adds that unfortunately there really isn't a huge commercial market for them either.
You know, and then the one commercial operation that we have, he's actually catching his bycatch and his lobster traps beyond 200 feet and the Keys, and he's selling to local restaurants down there. So the market really hadn't caught on yet. You only have a certain amount of downtime when you're down there, so you can only spear as many as you can get.
This weekend, divers will be trying to catch as many as they can as part of the Lionfish Shootout organized by the Gulf Coast Lionfish Coalition. Weather pending, Eleanor expects to see quite a few lionfish pulled up over the course of the event.
The divers here are seeing good numbers. There'll probably be 3,000 to 4,000 brought in if the weather's good. Looks like it's going to be blowing a little bit this weekend, so I can't guarantee how many will be brought in.
Going out and catching the lionfish isn't the only way to get involved in the population control efforts, though. This weekend will also feature the kickoff of the FWC's Reef Rangers campaign, which is similar to Adopt-a-Highway programs.
We have a map out there. You can go out there and search for reefs, and you can adopt it. You can go out there and clean up the lionfish off that reef, and then you can report back. You can post on Facebook, social media. You can tweet. You can do all kinds of stuff. We're trying to get more people active. The reports and the data out there show that we can do it through localized control.
The Lionfish Removal and Awareness Day Festival and Tournament takes place this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola. In addition to the tournament and cooking demonstrations, there will be touch tanks and other activities for children, art and science vendors, and marine wildlife conservationist and artist Guy Harvey will be making an appearance as well.
So it's going to be a great event. I hope everybody comes out. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. So come out and do a little lionfish tasting.
The festival is open to the public, and those interested in participating in the Lionfish Shootout need to fill out the registration application, which can be found at gulfcoastlionfish.com. And to find out more about the Reef Rangers campaign, visit reefrangers.com. Josh Morton, WUWF News.